Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Nashville is creating a plan to protect trees, creeks, and grasslands around the town for the first time since 2011. And officials are asking for the community to weigh in. WPLN's environmental reporter Caroline Egger says the survey is limited, but there is space to provide specific feedback.
In the past two decades, Nashville has changed, along with a scientific understanding of its urban ecosystems. For example, extending natural buffers around creeks and rivers can reduce flooding and support diverse wildlife. Protecting street trees reduces heat and noise pollution. Protecting forests helps regulate water and prevents further habitat fragmentation. Safe pedestrian pathways to natural areas are linked to better mental health. Or maybe a pathway can become a natural area, like closing the busiest part of Broadway and turning the asphalt into a park. Reducing light pollution at night can let people see more stars and perhaps feel less isolated. The deadline to give Metro your perspective is Thursday. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
The state is spending $4 million to fix a sewage system that has been linked to E. coli concerns and sewage overflows in Williamson County. The deteriorating grasslands sewage treatment plant system has faced ongoing compliance issues and community concerns. Though the plant is privately owned, state representatives said the problems have gotten so bad and so broad in scope that the state had to step in. News Channel 5 reports the money will not go directly to the plant's owner. Instead, it will be spent on infrastructure projects. Lawmakers admit that the $4 million will not be able to fully fix the program. Tennessee has the honor of serving as a base camp for two international teams for this year's FIFA World Cup. We reported earlier that Japan's men's soccer team, the Samurai Blue, is using Nashville as its official base camp. Spain's national team, La Roja, is setting up at the Baylor School in Chattanooga. Right now, Spain is the odds-on favorite to win the World Cup. The team's opening match is against Cape Verde on the 15th in downtown Atlanta. Even though it's 2 hours away, the team's director says they chose Chattanooga for the privacy during training. But they'll be in the middle of the city, so players will be able to meet locals. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.